This prayer of agreement is a powerful thing. We can turn the city upside down, but you know why we haven't done it? Too much division. Too many divided minds. Some say, ain't no way we can do it. Some say, I wouldn't dare try that. They think they're trying to do too much. You can't get anything done like that. You got to believe God. I ain't got enough money. I don't have enough education. He ain't asking you none of this stuff. He said, believe me. If you believe him, you'll get the education. You'll get all the other stuff you need. Yes, you will. But when you don't believe nothing, you'll do nothing. But look what he said. This is in, what's that in? King James? Yeah, go ahead. That's okay. King James says, if you abide in me, if you abide in me, I got King James here. That's reading like something here. Yeah, there we go. If you abide in me, then my words what? You shall ask what you will. What do you will? 10 cents? Just a broke toenail heel? Eyelashes fell out? You want? What do you desire? Look what he said. I'm telling you, we read this, but do we hear it? We got to get it in our spirit. If you abide in me, are you abiding in him? Are you abiding in him? He said, if you abide in me and my words, what I've said, my words abide in you. You say, ask what you will. And it might be done. Is what? Look at the, let's see, can I get this from the passion? And then I want to give you the next statement. And then I'm going to have to quit. The pastor said, but if you live in life union with me, and if my words live powerfully within you, then you can ask whatever you desire, and it will be done. It will be done. Listen to this statement. The abiding word give light to the one that let the word abide in him. The word of God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. That's why you can do it. You'll see it. If that word stay in your spirit, you are going to get revelation of that word. You are going to get revelation of what he's saying. Hello? I said, hello. You're going to get revelation. And revelation knowledge, you will see it the way he sees it. And you can agree with him. And if two of you shall agree, it shall be done. Here's what I want to leave with you. If we learn to agree with God, we won't talk about among ourselves whatever there's to be done. We won't have this too much, I can't. We'll be saying, Lord, if this is what you're saying, show us how to get it done. I agree with the leadership. You know what Paul said? He said, I'm not telling you just do anything I say. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. If you're getting this word, you know where I'm following Christ or not. You can tell. That's how you tell when you got false preachers and unlearned preachers. They're up there talking. They don't know what they're talking about. Because you know what's in here. But if you don't know what's in here, just because he's tuning, oh, Lord, And you go, whoa! And he's all he was doing, appealing to your emotion. Trying to get you to move with, make some noise. And the wagon make a lot of noise. Hallelujah.